Here we go with another great episode.
Okay, stand by the studio. 3, 2, 1, roll titles. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Showbiz Report with your host, Mr. Showbiz, Robert Evans.
I'm kind of getting
used to it. Live radio, don't you just love it, eh?
Oh, totally.
Welcome to the show, Sam Crane, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Breakfast Show. How are you doing?
Oh, it's fantastic to be back. Thanks so much for having me again here, Rob. I'm doing great.
It's an absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. You are now officially my first official honorary Trebsy. How's that feel?
Yay! Love it. So cool. Yes. Lovely.
Just what I've taken a thought of over the weekend. I'm like, you know, it's a shouldn't have missed for the show. It's the Trebs, you know. The Trebs. Just fits, doesn't it?
It does. It works so well.
Before we go any further, I'm going to ask you this morning's Easter riddle of the day. See if you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
It's very early for me to be thinking. Do you realize that, don't you?
I do apologise. It's just a feature I do on the show, you know. But the Easter riddle of the day is, it runs till 9:30, so anyway, the Easter riddle is, do rabbits have combs?
Do what have what?
Do rabbits have combs?
Combs?
Yeah, to brush the hair with.
Oh, combs. Okay, yes. Right. I was thinking of traffic cones. I'm like, no, we're not as far as I'm aware. Something to do with, yes, to they can keep their hair nice and brushed or something. I don't know.
You're close. I'll let you have that. You're close. But yeah, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to say the answer yet. I'm going to leave it to 9:30. But you're very close with that answer. You're very close. So well done to you. So you've got a podcast coming up, haven't you?
I do. Tomorrow morning at this time, actually. Tomorrow, Thursday, 28th of March at 9 a.m, the very first episode and then the second episode of the new podcast called Things I Never Thought I'd Say comes out on all the usual podcasting channels. So Spotify and all those wonderful places.
Wow. So where did your title come from?
The title came from, so if I can tell you what the actual podcast is about.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
As to why the title's about. So it's Anita Abram from Every Bird Records who set up Every Bird Records. She's the CEO. Mm-hmm. And it's all for women in music and to help them to, at any stage of where they are in music, and to support them on their journey. So it's incredible that she set this up. I met Anita on an online course to learn how to produce your music at home recording academy with Isabel Anderson. I'm giving you a lot of information, but it'll make sense as to
that's
why.
Fine, that's fine. That's fine. You go ahead.
And Anita asked me to host the podcast to introduce people to the Every Bird Records and to help them. So I came up with the idea of interviewing inspiring women in music about their mindset, because that's something that fascinates me. And also it is the thing that decides whether you're going to be successful or not. If you believe you can, you will. If you believe you can't, you won't. So how do people get into that mindset? And how the actual title for it came about was I was doing some TikTok videos. I'd done couch fight. I've got a music TikTok video, but I've also got a Sam Crane speaker TikTok video, and I was talking about my journey on being going from couch to 5K, because I couldn't run at all, and it's meant to take 9 weeks. It took me over a year to be able to run a 5K, but I did it. I was so happy, And on one of these video, TikTok videos, I just said, things I never thought I'd say. It's a lovely day for a run. And then I talked about the fact that it's going out for a run and it's something I would never do. And it got me thinking, what is it that things I'd never say that women in music are saying that they now that they couldn't say before? And if we do a podcast around that concept, then it will help us to understand how inspiring women in music are doing incredible things. They might not be famous and well-known, or they might be well-known, whatever, but they're being successful in a field that, especially to do with tech as well, that usually women need help from men, which is absolutely fine, but we can do it ourselves, or we can get communities to help each other. And this is what it's all about. So it's really, that's where the title came from. Very long answer, but there you go. That's where all that came about.
I just think it's an absolutely fantastic, fantastic title. It really is. Okay. And it's so great seeing you now doing a podcast as well, because I do a podcast called The Showbiz Report. Yes, this interview is probably going to go on there as well. That's also on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, all over, basically, and YouTube. So, yes. But, yeah, yes. It's fantastic to know that you know Anitra as well, because she also co-hosts Friday Drive here on Radio V75 with Chris. And it's great. She is.
I think she's listening now as well. So, hello, Anitra. Oh,
hello, Anitra. She's just done a wonderful job with our website, I must admit. And she keeps on top of that. And I'm just so in awe of her. So in awe of her. Completely. So, yeah. What a small world, eh? We both know Anitra Abram, like, you know. I play the music as well. I play your songs as well. And you've done me a lovely jingle as well, and I love it. It's just superb.
Thank you. Yeah, it's brilliant working with Anitra, because we're very different people. And I think that's what works us working together. Mm-hmm. Because we've got the same passion, the same drive, but we come at it from different angles. And there's total respect there for what she brings to the table, what I bring to the table. And it's just a great collaboration. So I'm very happy. And I think that's what it helps. You know, when you're working with people, you need people that you can get on with, that you want to be in the room with, mm-hmm. and understand what you're talking about, but you are bringing different ideas or different skill sets or whatever. And that's what we do.
Wow, that is fantastic. I am looking forward to that, I must admit. So what else have you been up to then? Apart from your podcast, what else have you been up to?
The podcast has kind of taken over. one thing I have been doing is commissioned songs. So mm-hmm. we will actually hear on the podcast a theme tune. So at the beginning, at the end, wow. and interspersed throughout, I'm giving away secrets here. And the theme tune I actually wrote for the podcast, and the podcast song is called Things I Never Thought I'd Say, like the podcast title. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing commissioned songs for other people as well. So that's kind of the main thing that I'm working on, as well as speaking, is singing and producing my own music. So recently I've done a commissioned song for a university in Leeds, and they had an event for the National Student Survey, and they got me in to perform at the event, and I wrote and produced the song and played that, and that was fantastic. So if any of your listeners are out there thinking, a commissioned song, what does that entail? Personal song about whatever is the subject. So if it's for a wedding and you want it to be for your loved one, or if you've got a business and you want a theme tune, like a jingle or whatever, I'm your girl. So I can write and sing and produce that for you. So if you're interested, just get in touch.
Fantastic. And how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch via my website, which is samcrane.com, or on the social media. It's on most things, it's Sam Crane Music, and Crane is spelled C-R-A-N-E. So yeah. Or they can get in touch with you, Rob, and you can pass the details on.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. I will gladly do that for you.
Yes. It's been a busy time. And usually in the first few months of the year, for musicians, it's really quiet. Leading up to Christmas, it's mm-hmm. packed out. It's busy, obviously. And then usually January, February, maybe March, it does kind of tail off a bit. But having the podcast to work on, do these commissioned songs, I'm doing lots of networking events and just get myself out there so people know who I am. And, you know, you very kindly got me back on your show again, Rob. So I really appreciate that. But it's really just, you know, there's no point doing anything if people don't know who you are and what you're doing. They need
absolutely,
to know
that. Yeah.
So yeah. Get myself out there, which is challenging in its own way, but I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you're always welcome on the show. Always welcome on the Trebs show. You certainly are. Absolutely. It's lovely having you back. I mean, my first ever returning guest. I feel so honoured, so privileged. You know,
it's mad. You're saying you feel honoured and privileged. I feel honoured and privileged. So thank you.
I mean, last week I was interviewing Sans Roots, and I was her first interviewer. I was like, wow, that was just Oh, that touched me. That touched me deeply, that did. So, yeah, that was fantastic.
I'm sure you were fantastic with her. Now going forwards, she'll be always thinking, I hope it's as good as the interview I had with Rob.
Oh, thank you. Bless you for that.
Yes.
Little bit of a, I'm going to give you, I'm going to let you into a little bit of a secret now. I have got a very special guest on Saturday Sport this Saturday because it's the
I know
Gladiators
who
final.
it
Go on, go on, go on, tell all. Go on then.
I know the show that it's from, can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I've been following you on social media and we've been messaging each other, and
Yeah.
I know that it is
Yes.
Wesley from Gladiators.
It is, yes, the semi-finalist, the
Yay!
finalist even, yes. And don't
Yes.
worry, people, don't worry. I've deliberately made sure I do not spoil anything from the final. All I do is I find out from him about the backstage stuff, basically, but nothing whatsoever to do with the final whatsoever. So that is going to be, that interview is going to be completely spoiler free.
Good. Yeah, I've been watching the Gladiators. Absolutely love it. I'm old enough to watch it the first time round,
You're
and
not
I
the only
loved
one.
it. And so when it came back this time round, I couldn't wait to watch it, and it did not disappoint. It
Absolutely
was
not.
absolutely brilliant. But yeah, when Wesley came in, because he came in as a stand-in for someone else, didn't
Yeah,
he?
he did. Yeah, in the quarterfinals, I think it was.
Yeah, and he was absolutely brilliant. I'm thinking, why wasn't he in from the start?
Yeah.
He was fantastic, and I love the fact because he's a wrestler, isn't he? So he's got some
Yep,
tricks on his
yep.
sleeve,
He
and it's
has,
just
yeah.
watching him perform. It's like watching a show. It's not just he's watching a sport. Not just, I mean, these sportsmen and sportswomen are incredible, but he's got some moves as well, and he's got a great personality. So I can imagine that's a great interview to listen to.
He is. He's a lovely fellow to talk to. He's always smiling, and he's just such a nice, genuine, down-to-earth, sort-of-the-earth type guy, I think, you know. And that's why I love doing the interview. And in my personal opinion, I think it was the best one I've ever done. It was one I've mostly enjoyed, really. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. And when does that come out?
It comes out on Saturday, so about 3 days' time, roughly.
Yes.
And it'll be on the Showbiz Report as well from 5 p.m. on Saturday as well. So
Brilliant.
Saturday's
Oh, I
booked
want to
2 till 5,
listen.
and the Showbiz Report five from 5 p.m.
Nice one. Well
Yeah.
done. What who?
Thank you. I mean, I've been working so hard for the station because I've basically taken over the running of it while Chris is unwell, sadly. Then we've
Yeah.
got so many shows now on the
Well,
station.
soon, Chris.
There you go. And like Anita's taking over the running of the website and that. And my favorite new show on the schedule now, as is, has got to be 4 till 5, a wonderful Harley Buckner. If you've not had a chance to listen to him, it's called Questions and Classics. And the guy's an absolute nutcase. He really is. He is. It's like, and I love it. You know, I signed him without even hearing the demo because he was so genuine and nice to the station. He said he'd love to work for a quality station like ours. I was like, well, that's it. He's already signed up. That's it. You know, this goes to show you that flattery will get you everywhere, doesn't it, really?
Definitely, he said the right thing and he's through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Without even hearing a demo, like, you know, come on board. You know, so yeah. But yeah, what have you got in your show anyway? Who have you got in your podcast coming up?
I've got six amazing guests. I don't want to give too much away, but what I will tell you is the first two drop tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and the first guest is actually Anita.
Wow.
I know. So we get to, when I say we, I get to talk with her and interview her about why it is that she set up Every Bird Records and what she wants to do with it. And she's brilliant. The things she tells you, she's got a heart of gold, this woman. So we've got her as the first guest. And then the second guest, I've already mentioned her in this interview, Dr. Isabel Anderson, who is the lady that taught us both how to learn to produce our music at home. And she is incredible. And she gives so many words of wisdom. And it was really, they always say, never meet your hero, don't they?
Yeah.
Because you'll be disappointed. To me, in the last few years, Isabel has been my hero because she has really helped me and so many women start either achieve our dreams and our goals or be on the way to doing that when we didn't think it was possible. So we hold her in high esteem, and I certainly hold her in high esteem. And I did meet her in October last year, and she was incredible. And to get her on the podcast, I am fangirling a little bit, I'm not going to
Why
lie. But I hope
not?
I'm not too dizzy and too ditzy. And I ask the questions and she answers the questions. She's utterly brilliant, as is Anita. So we've got some amazing people on. We've got two former pop stars.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you who they are in later episodes. And then we've got another lady who was on the Home Recording Academy course as well, who's absolutely fantastic. She's got the most beautiful speaking voice. So you can only just imagine what her singing voice is like. And she tells us, you know, what she did before she coming into Home Recording Academy. And she had a career herself doing lots of things. And then how her life has changed and what she's working on now. And it's all really inspiring stuff. Like I said, it might not be people that the listeners have actually heard of, or they might have heard of them, but everyone's got a story to tell. And they're doing really well in their music, but they've overcome a lot of challenges in order to get there. And then we've got a Scottish lady as well, who's, I love, you know, listen, because it's audio, you're hearing the voices, mm-hmm. and I love hearing these people's voices when they're talking. The content's amazing, but even if you just listen to when they're speaking, they can tell they're all singers, because none of it's monotone. They have this lilt to their voices, which is stunning. So yes, we've got Rosie on as well. And yeah, I recorded the last one yesterday with a very highly respected woman in the music industry. I will say no more. So she's that, and that was really fun to do. And yeah, they've been recorded. They're in the process. The ones that haven't been aired yet, they're in the process of being edited. And it's fun listening back to them and doing all that stuff, because you know about all these mm-hmm. technical things you have to do, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of learning, work that goes, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes into it. A lot of behind the scenes stuff going on. I also want to just do a shout out to Brian, who's working so hard on all this. Brian Wood, and there's also Lucy and Evie. I'm sure there's some other people as well. I've probably forgotten about them, but yeah, me and Anita are doing what we need to do to get these podcasts sounding is great. And Pete as well. Sorry, didn't mention Pete. Well done, Pete. To get these podcasts sounding as great as they possibly can, so that the listeners go, oh my goodness, this sounds amazing. I want to be involved in Every Bird Records. So yeah, it's going to be really fun and fantastic.
I am looking forward to listening to this podcast, I must admit. I am so looking forward to it.
And you're at the launch party as well.
Yeah. So that's cool. What, tomorrow night, isn't it?
That's tomorrow night at 7:00. So initially the idea was to hold, because I'm in Leeds, and to mm-hmm. find a venue in Leeds and invite people there and then put it online as well, so people online can get the atmosphere and everything. But just organising it all seems such a big deal, as well as, you know, preparing for the podcast. So we're doing it all online. So if anyone is interested in being part of that, you just need to join the Things I Never Thought I'd Say podcast group. And then from there, you can join the launch party. And there's going to be some guests on there. Myself and Anita will be there. We'll be talking about it, and you can get the chance to get involved. And it's just a fun and a celebration about something that's new and exciting and interesting and inspiring. And for all it is about women and music and mindset, it's really about how do you overcome things? And that applies to everyone. So we're dedicating it to women in music because that's what we are and that's what we understand. But if you're not a woman, and if you're not in music, but you're interested in hearing about people overcoming challenges or what mindset they've used to get through a particular part of their life to then flourish, then you'll learn a lot, and you'll be inspired yourself, or you might go, yeah, I do that, or I need to do that, or I understand that. You know, the people talking about life situations,
yeah,
it's really fascinating.
Yeah. Have you got a killer question? That's what I want to know. Do you have a killer question?
There's three questions that I ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll need to listen to the podcast to hear what those three questions are.
Sneaky.
I mean, I think I've given you enough about it. Obviously, we're talking
you have.
I never thought I'd say, so I asked them that because that's what the podcast is called. But yeah, it's really just to find out about them. And so that the listener knows who it is they're talking to find out the reason why I've got them on the podcast. Because, you know, I'm not just asking anyone. There's a reason. I've got an affinity with them.
Mm-hmm.
And women in music will have an affinity with these people as well. So, yeah, as for the questions, then you'll just have to wait. But I do ask follow-up questions as well, because they're asking stuff. But I've enjoyed it as well. It's because obviously being on your radio show here today, you know I can talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Talking is not an issue for me. And one of the things I've had to do, and you probably know this yourself, Rob, is it's all, as the host, it's all about listening.
Mm.
You let them do their thing and you listen. And then afterwards, depending on where they're at, you just guide them or ask them follow-up questions. But it's never about you, it's about them. And that's something that's, you know, a real skill to have. And I didn't appreciate it until I started doing these interviews. So it's been fun. It's been different.
It's certainly one thing I've learned from the late great Parkinson. Mm. Yeah, so it's one of the things that sticks in my head when I try to do interviews and that is let them tell the story, listen to them, react to it, and you know, but let them tell the story. It's the best way to do it, isn't it?
It is mad that you say that because I was seeing, because it was last year that Eve sadly passed away, wasn't it?
Mm.
So I was watching, you know, the interviews about him and all the tributes to him. And I heard the same thing. And that's how I've approached this podcast.
Yeah.
So even to the point that I've had a few of them say afterwards, that was brilliant. I love the fact I could just talk about myself. I even had one person say, have you been on a course to learn how to do? Which was massive for me. I'm thinking, no, I just understood what's needed to get a good, you know, I want to know about them. I'm here talking about myself mm-hmm. and talking about what I'm doing. But when they're on the podcast, it's all about them. And that's what I want to learn and hear. And that's what the listeners will want to learn and hear. So that's exactly what I do. And it's worked out really, really well.
Absolutely. Now, this should make you laugh, right? Mm-hmm. I read this morning in one of my features that I call Weird News, right? Yeah. This story just made me laugh so much. I couldn't believe it. This poor
I think I know what you're going to say, but let's see if it's the same one.
The poor woman with the baby hedgehog that wasn't a baby hedgehog.
That's the one.
Yeah, you heard it, did you? Yes, her mind was in the right place, though. Let's be honest. Heart was in the right place, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Yes. Do you want to explain to people if they don't know what we're just laughing about?
Yeah. Basically, I told the story of this woman that was in the mirror this week, and she took in overnight what she thought was a baby hedgehog. Okay. And she fed it and walked it and, you know, looked after it overnight. It hadn't moved at all. So the following day, she took it to a wildlife hospital. And I'd been told that it wasn't a baby hedgehog at all.
No.
It was, in fact, the bubble of a bubble hat. So I was like, what? Oh, it must have been absolutely embarrassed to high heaven. But honestly...
But the heart was in the right place.
Oh, absolutely, that's the thing. That is the thing. That's the main thing, though. The heart was in the right place, you know. But yeah. Well,
it's what's so funny. So before I came on your radio show, I was having my porridge, having a cup of tea, and I was watching BBC News just as I was, you know, kind of getting myself ready for being on here. And they were talking about this story, and someone had written in and said, "Well, I've got a story," and they'd done the same thing, similar thing. With some fruit loaf that they'd thrown out and the birds had pecked, and they thought it was an animal, and they looked after it and put a tea towel over it and put it in the air and covered and all this, and took it to the vet the next day because it hadn't moved, and the vet was just like, "Are you kidding me?" But the lady who was on the breakfast show, you should have seen her. She nearly wet herself laughing as the male reader was reading out the story. It was hilarious. But once again, heart is in the right place, but seriously, you know.
I know. You can't help it, can you, though? Honestly, you know. But yeah, what I love doing weird news because it makes me laugh. It makes listeners laugh as well. And you're obviously laughing because you found it funny. So I'm doing the right thing. I think I'm doing the right thing, you know.
You would definitely do the right thing. Yes, Rob.
It's what I love doing the breakfast shows. Like, I like to be lighthearted and just totally irreverent and mad, you know.
Well, it's funny you say that. Initially, when I thought about doing the podcast, I thought that's how the podcast is going to be because I bring the fun as well whenever I do anything. Mm-hmm. But because we're having grown-up conversations about mindset and music and all those sort of things, some of the conversations have gone really deep.
Yeah.
And it surprised me. And they're really, you know, obviously I'm being very respectful of what they're talking about, but they're sharing things that I did not expect to be hearing on this podcast.
Mm.
So it's... You know, so I kind of say it's grown-up conversations. I bring the fun and the respect, but we talk about and they divulge things that are important to them. And it's really, really, really interesting. So, it's good to have the fun, but it's also good to have the interesting. Well, it depends on what the thing is that you're doing. But obviously in your show, you're a fun guy. So you want to be bringing that side of things. But on the podcast, I'm interested to see what people think. In fact, Rob, when you hear it, I want to hear what your take on the podcasts are as well.
Oh, I will definitely give you my opinion. Certainly, don't worry about that. I'd love you to give your opinion on my one as well. So, you know,
yes,
it's called The Showbiz Report, by the way. It's called The Showbiz Report. And it's
I'll tell you what, things are so busy at the moment, but at the weekend, yeah. I will find some time and I'm going to sit down and have a listen to it, possibly with a glass of wine. I'm not going to lie.
Why not?
Maybe later on in the evening. Don't worry. It's not first thing in the morning. No.
We're talking red wine, talking white wine, a bit of Chardonnay, perhaps.
We're talking Savvy B.
Oh, nice. A bit of Sauvignon Blanc. Yes.
A nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, that's the lovely image for me to leave the show off. To leave the interview on, I think that's a lovely image. Thank you once again, Sam Crane. Thank you very much for your time.
My absolute pleasure. It's so lovely to talk with you, Rob. We message each other a lot on social media and
we
stuff.
We do indeed. Yeah.
To be actually here talking with you live on the radio to your listeners, and it's just so nice. So thank you for having me. And thank you for letting me talk about the podcast as well, because it's close to my heart, close to Anita's heart, and it's going to be, hopefully it'll be close to the listener's heart as well. So don't forget to listen out. Tomorrow, two episodes drop, Things I Never Thought I'd Say, on all the channels at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the launch party 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.
I'll see you there.
Yes, you
thank
will.
You very much. Thank you very much. Cheers, Sam Crane. Thank you. And don't forget, you're welcome anytime. Just let me know and I'll sort it out.
Thank you so much. I will be back.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye.
This has been The Showbiz Report. We'd like to thank our guests and thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye now.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production.
Please do like and subscribe.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production
for Radio V75.